Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside beautiful Seattle in the United States. But to be honest, I'm actually on a Skype line right now, broadcasting from the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles at the LAX Hilton. And if you are in the area, please come by and stop by. I think you'll find this place really fascinating. Today I'll be bringing on some incredible people on my show this afternoon. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 million Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 100,000 listeners in over 60 countries. Today's show is going to be really special because during the first 30 minutes, from 2 to 2:30 p.m., I'll be bringing on Michiko Hayashi, the global director of the Modal Peace Project, who will be talking about her beautiful presentation she'll be giving here in Los Angeles today and tomorrow. Accompanying me on the program with me during this time will also be Neil Garr, a wonderful guy who his wife have a wonderful production company, and he's been producing videos for wonderful light workers, including Greg Braden, James von Prague, Corey Good, Alec Omnek, and many, many others. Of course, Michiko will be one of my guest speakers at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, in the United States on March 10, 11, and 12. Speakers will be coming from all over the world, including Norway, Japan, the United Kingdom, and Canada. And to register, please visit galacticwisdomconference.com. And during our last conference in June of 2016, spacecraft from the Galactic Alliance actually appeared both during the day and night, and they've also promised to reappear during the conference to give us protection. For those of you who'd like to see an actual UFO and perhaps meet extraterrestrials from another planet, I'm not kidding. This conference could be an amazing chance to do exactly that. After my interview with Michiko and Neil, I'll be interviewing a wonderful gentleman named Ronnie McMullen from 2:30 to 3 p.m. He has a wonderful health food company in the Los Angeles area that produces some fantastic health products, including a specialty that really helps people lose weight and makes them feel so much better. I've tried his products myself, and I really like it, so that's why I'm bringing him on. During the second hour from 3 to 3:15, I'll be talking about my Galactic Wisdom Conference and all the wonderful speakers coming on, including Scott Lamrino. And after that, I will be bringing on Mabel Katz, who was the partner of Dr. Len Hugh and a specialist in the whole Ho'oponopono prayer that Dr. Moto used to say all the time to help wonderful water ceremonies. Anyway, it's going to be an incredible show today. I really appreciate everyone's support for this radio program because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program that's supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also have a new spiritual mentoring program where I put people in touch with loved ones who've passed on and also their spirit guides. If you're interested, please give me a call or send me an email. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. My phone number in the United States is toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339 or 509-750-9793. I want to thank everyone so much for the donations and support, especially Faison and Shirley in Florida, Caroline in England, Angela and Beverly in Texas, Anita in Dublin, Ireland, Eli in Texas, my good friend Marco in Helsinki, Finland, Judith in California, Jan Erik in Norway, Marie and Alan in Camino Island, Robert, Julie, and Louise in Bellevue, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darian in Olympia, Robert in Bellevue, Tom Frazen in 66B in Norway, as well as David Lowe, Juan McGregor, and Raj Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness to make this world a better place. And of course, also like to mention thanks to Sven and Ren in Norway as well for their donations. We're also looking for sponsors for the show. If anyone would like to, a worldwide audience for the goods and services coming on the show will give you access to customers, over 100,000 potential customers in over 60 countries. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol for designing my website, providing wonderful support. My dear friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Moto and Mrs. Moto of the Moto Peace Project and a Moto office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful producer, Eric, and my station and my sales agent, sales manager, Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Out of This World Television is also broadcasting three times a week now on Comcast Channel 22 in the Seattle Puget Sound area on Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 7 p.m. on Comcast Channel 22. These programs are also available under YouTube under either my name, Ted, or Theodore Marr, or Out of This World Television. With that, I'd like to ask everyone today to send lots of love and light to Michiko Hayashi's mother, who suffered a stroke recently, and I know that your love and prayers will really help her. With that, I'd like to bring on Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project. She's giving a series of presentations here in Los Angeles. And Michiko, tell me a little bit about your presentations.
Hi, Ted. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for offering prayer for my mother. Thankful to everyone. She's getting gradually better. Thank you so much. I'm here in Los Angeles for the expo called Conscious Life Expo. And today, opening ceremony will be starting at 5:30, and I will be giving water ceremony that Dr. Emoto used to give using tuning fork of 528 hertz. And so everybody, please go to Ustream also, because it's distributed by Ustream. You can, everyone around the world can watch it Ustream for free of charge. And also after that, I will be giving them lecture on the message from water in Spanish from 6 to 7 here today. And then Saturday, tomorrow, I will give a workshop on the Emoto Peace Project and the message from water from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And I look forward to seeing everyone here. And thank you so much for giving this opportunity, Ted.
I think there's something really important I'd like to bring up with your help, Michiko and Neil. Welcome to the program. I'll bring on Neil and his lovely wife in just a minute. But as you may heard on the internet, there were stories recently about the Daiichi reactor number 4 at Fukushima has experienced a mini meltdown with a lot of radiation being spewed all over the Fukushima area. Of course, as always, this is not being broadcast at all or covered by the media in the United States, but it is being covered now on this program. And one of the messages that I got 3 years ago from my spirit friends on the other side was to say some prayers for Fukushima and the people there. And this is a prayer that Dr. Emoto used to say as well. And when he said it, he would visualize sending lots of love and light to Fukushima, because he said our thoughts do create our reality. And with positive thoughts and this prayer, we can really help clean up Fukushima. So these prayers are needed more than ever now for Fukushima, because we are powerful spiritual beings, and we can help clean this place, the Fukushima, up. And I think it's a big mistake for people to rely on governments, because many governments just don't know what to do about it, and they feel helpless. But you know what? We are powerful spiritual beings. We can help clean up the mess at Fukushima. And this is also the message I got from my friends in the Galactic Alliance. I plan to ask Scott Lemriel about that during my next hour, briefly at the beginning of the 3 o'clock hour, because he's been in touch with both telepathically and physical contact with the Galactic Alliance for the past 55 years, and I know he'll have a lot to say about it. But with that, Michi, could you please lead this prayer, the Ho'oponopono prayer for Fukushima, please?
Of course. It's actually Ho'oponopono. Thank you. And today, during the water ceremony, at the opening ceremony, I will be giving this water ceremony of Ho'oponopono. And Dr. Emoto learned it from Dr. Hewlin, and this is Saturday. I will be doing the event with Mabel. So, and today, Mabel Katz was the person who is doing Ho'oponopono, and she will be on at 3 o'clock today. So I'm looking forward to talking with her. But everyone, thank you so much for trying to offer the prayer to water in Fukushima area. As you all know, the world, the earth, is about 70% water. So if knowing that, if we offer sincere prayer to Fukushima, then that pure prayer will go to Fukushima, and then from there, all around the world, in instantaneously, will go around. So please say, water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you. Let's do it again, okay? Three times. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you. Thank you very much.
One thing that I think it's very important to realize is that we are all very powerful spiritual beings. One of the people I'm having at my conference next month is Zora of the Hollow Earth. And I've talked to Zora about this recently, and he has personally sent his ships in and around Fukushima and the Pacific Ocean to clean up the radiation from all four reactors, including the Daiichi 4, number 4 reactor, which recently experienced a mini meltdown. They're helping us more than all the governments have tried to help in the world. I think and I know we're going to need outside help with this as well. I've also talked to my other friends in the Galactic Alliance. They've sent their ships as well there. So if you do hear about Fukushima, don't get sad, don't get depressed. The thing to do is to realize that we're all very powerful spiritual beings, and to send your love and light with this very simple little prayer. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. To the area around Fukushima, and ask the Galactics to come in, and they will come in, and they have been coming in to clean up that area. Fukushima, I think, was something like 100 times worse in terms of radiation compared to Chernobyl. And very few people have died from the radiation of Fukushima, and that's because it's been cleaned up by our friends from off-planet. And with that, I want to bring on Neil Gower on, a wonderful gentleman. You've had some incredible people that you do video work for. And Neil, tell us a little bit about your work.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on, Brother Ted and Michiko. Thank you so much. So glad to have met you guys and finally connect with you. So my organization is Portal to Ascension, and we've been around for around 8 years. However, for the first 6 years, we were just doing small meditation events, sound healing events. I do a small conference here and there with many speakers that are here at Conscious Life Expo right now. And then in 2012, we did two huge conferences called Cosmic Reunion that were really designed for extraterrestrial awareness and disclosure. It was more on the spiritual notion, not the mainstream government. It was about the Galactic Alliance, which is spiritually connected to us, and channeling and that kind of information. From that, we morphed into 2014. Come 2014, we changed into completely webinars because we realized that we want to get this message out to more people. But doing an event in a local area, first you got to raise the funds to get the venue, and secondly, you are only really marketing to that area unless people are flying over from elsewhere. So I feel like we kind of instigated the spiritual webinar business and kind of seeded it back in 2014, where we started doing a webinar a month on different topics. Such as we had a webinar called Physics of the Universe, which was with Nassim Haramein's emissary, Jamie Janover, right? So that kind of information. And we had Dan Winter, you might know of, who talks about sacred geometry, fractal equations, theoretical physics, and how to use it for free energy devices. And then every month, I would just think of, oh, what do we want to do next? Ascension conference. Let's create an ascension conference. Sound healing conference. So kept doing that, and then all of a sudden, a lot of people started buying tickets and attending our events, and I realized I could make this into a sustainable organization where we can actually do these webinars monthly and weekly, and I can do it full time. So a year and a half ago, I quit my regular full-time job as an SEO specialist, web designer, and I went into this full-time, and now we just create online conferences and workshops with a range of speakers from all things consciousness. And the intention and the purpose for Portal to Ascension is we're really here to pioneer information on disclosure, the shifting in consciousness, the paradigm shift we're currently undergoing. But ultimately, it's about the self-love aspect and empowering the individual. So even though we do a lot of stuff on ancient civilizations, because that's my favorite topic, it's really, I'm telling you about ancient Egypt really so that you have insight to yourself and who you are and where you came from. So the true purpose for every event, I feel, is to draw a connection to how we're all one. So that's where we're at now. And 2017 is the year we're taking off. This business has kind of exponentially increased in the last 2 years. And now we're going to start doing live events again. And I'm really excited for that.
Well, one of the things I really like about you, Neil, and actually I met Neil back at Mount Shasta in August of 2015, and that was really an amazing experience. I'll be giving my presentation actually here tomorrow at the Conscious Life Expo between 4 and 5 with messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, mm-hmm. Nostradamus, and a lot of other great spirits as well. But you were at that conference, and one of the nice things that you're doing is that you're getting the word out for light workers, mm-hmm. so people can connect. Because sometimes, I mean, I'm having my own Galactic Wisdom Conference next month. I'm having people coming in from all over the world, but we want to get that videotaped and get it up on the web, of course. Mm-hmm. Neil, what's your website? Could you tell us how people can find out more about your productions?
Yes. So our website is portaltoascension.org. That's portaltoascension.org. So P-O-R-T-A-L, portal, two, T-O, ascension, A-S-C-E-N, S-I-O-N.org. And even if you misspell it, Google will autocorrect you and you'll find it. So that's our website, Portal to Ascension. And then check out our YouTube, youtube.com/portaltoascension. We have almost 10,000 subscribers now, and that's building. We're doing not only 5-minute clips from the webinar, so you can kind of see what we're doing, the information we're releasing, but we're also going to start streaming events live, where we're going to be traveling to different megalithic structures and interviewing conscious presenters all over the world and streaming it straight to our YouTube channel. So you can check out our social media, Portal to Ascension, website, and also our YouTube channel.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful, Neil. Wonderful. What do you see happening in the coming future? I'm going to ask you about that. What kinds of changes do you see happening?
Sure. Well, I feel that the vibration of the planet is increasing, and we can say that esoterically and spiritually, but also on the physical level, us just diving back into the photon belt of our Milky Way galaxy is a very high concentration of ether. So vibration of the planet is increasing, that's inevitable. While that happens, I feel the darkness is having its last kind of battle, but ultimately they already know that they're here as contractual beings here to give up the keys. So I feel pretty soon what is happening right now is that all the anti-establishment movement, whether it's based on bigotry on some sides or it's based on just plain not liking the corporate lobbyists in our own government, all these things that are happening that is turning the people against the establishment is empowering the individual to create a new paradigm. And I feel very, very soon, within our lifetimes for sure, we're going to step into that reality. And a lot of the disclosure information in ancient civilizations, I feel, is what we're really jumping on board 100% right now, because when the disclosure happens, the first thing is going to be our true ancient origins of where we came from. Because when we learn that there were other advanced civilizations before us that were as advanced as us, and we realize that we're not the most advanced and we can learn from these civilizations, then a lot of more information, technology, and other truths will come out. So I feel soon, disclosure on every level, but full disclosure, disclosure of our spiritual essence, disclosure of the extraterrestrial presence, ancient civilizations, and advanced technology.
After the show today, I'll be interviewing David Childress, who's the executive producer of Ancient Aliens. And I asked him to come on. Well, we didn't have time this afternoon to have him on, but I will be interviewing him in about an hour and a half or so, and I'll be playing that interview probably next week.
Beautiful.
But I think that there's so much going on out there, and you're doing wonderful work, Neil. And Michiko, you're doing wonderful work, too.
Thank you.
You know, I know you've come a long ways from Tokyo to come to Los Angeles to do these water ceremonies here, and you're getting wonderful support. Now, my next guest coming on at 3 o'clock is Mavelle Katz. Now, Mavelle's an interesting lady because she used to be the partner of Dr. Len Hu, who used to do the whole
Ho'oponopono.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's right. That's right. So we'll get some good background on that. For those of you who, and as part of that, I think not only you want to do good work, but you also want to feel good as well. And that's why I want to bring on Ronnie McMillan. He's got a company called GetTheTea.com. It's pretty simple, GetTheTea.com. I was sick recently with a bad cold, and I was really getting pretty down. So he sent me some of his products to try out. And, you know, I was better within just a couple of days. Just gone. Yeah, Yeah, it really, really helped me. So I like the guy, and I like his products, and I urge everyone to check out his product line. He's reasonable, and I've tried his products, and they work. So what I'd like to do now is to go ahead and play the pre-recorded interview I did with him recently. It's about 30 minutes, and then I'll be coming back on at the end of that, and then we're going on to talk to Mabel Katz and Scott Lemriel, the first of the very top of the hour, the 3 o'clock hour, talking about a Galactic Wisdom Conference. And so, I want to thank Michiko so much for coming on. She'll be staying with me here through the 3 to 4 o'clock hour, and then you start your own presentation here at
6 o'clock, 6 to 7.
6 to 7. But then you've also got another presentation in Spanish tomorrow?
Spanish today, 6 to 7. Tomorrow morning, 10 to 11:30, that's workshop in English.
Okay, and then you have another conference sponsored by the city and mayor of Los Angeles tomorrow from 3 to 5 p.m. Is that right?
That's right. That's with a Mabel Katz.
With Mabel Katz. And let me just give you that address. If you are in the Los Angeles area, please come by. There's no charge for it. It's free. And you'll walk away with lots of love and gratitude.
Right.
It's at the Apex Academy. The address in Los Angeles is 1309 North Wilton Place. And if you do need directions, you can also send me an email to out of this world 1150 at gmail.com. And with that, I'd like to play this wonderful interview I had with Ronnie McMullen. Then I'll be coming back in about 30 minutes, so please hold on. Eric, could you please play that interview? Hello, friends. This is Ted Marr with Out of This World Radio, and I have a wonderful gentleman on my show today named Ronnie McMullen. He has some fantastic health products. I've tried them myself, and they really do help. And I just want to thank him, Ronnie, for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Ted.
I got to ask you, Ronnie, how did you get interested in like promoting? How did you get interested in making up this wonderful tea that you produce?
Well, basically, it all started because I got sick.
Oh, wow.
And when you get sick, your whole life changes.
Right.
You become very self-aware of what's going on and kind of things you've done right, things you've done wrong. Mm-hmm. And when your health is failing, you really concentrate on what you've done wrong and you start wanting to do what is right.
Wow.
And we don't realize how important our health is until it fails us. And so anyway, I was doing radio. I've done, you know, about 12 years of radio, and I was doing radio, and I had a listener call in and say, you know, I know you're feeling not so good and you might want to try this tea. Uh-huh. So I said, okay. It sounded really weird to me, to be honest. So I'm like, okay, I'll try this tea. And I did. And when I tried the tea, it started helping me and started making me feel better. I lost over a period of about 3 months, I lost 25 pounds.
Oh, fantastic.
And never changed my diet. And so I was like, wow, this is great. And I had stomach problems and they were starting to get better. And so there was a lot of things that were changing for the better.
Well.
And with that, I said, you know what, this tea would be a great thing. And I got with a doctor and got a formula and put it together. And off the company started in 2007.
Wow.
And here we are today, 10 years later. And the company's doing phenomenal. And a lot of people are being helped by Life Change Tea. So we're very excited. We've actually turned into a supplement company where we have supplements and we have tea and we have just about everything. And I focus on putting my thoughts together on coming against different diseases if I can and doing it naturally. And all of our products is they're non-GMO.
Excellent.
And they're also organic if they can be organic. Sometimes you can't have the label there because of the way it's made, but it's still organic.
Sure.
And we do that so that we bring people the best product they can. And a lot of people have ailments and they don't want to go do the whole pharmaceutical thing. So
Sure. It's
kind of fun.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, I have to ask you, Ronnie, when you lost 25 pounds metabolically, how did that happen? Is it because the grain products in the United States are genetically modified or there's Roundup sprayed on them? How did the tea help with that?
Well, basically what the tea does, it goes into your colon and it cleans your colon out. So, you know, not to be gross, but
that's okay.
John Wayne which is was a wonderful actor. I loved him dearly. They said, obviously he died of cancer, and they said when he died that he had over 70 pounds of sludge in his colon.
Oh, now, my goodness.
What this means is when your colon is clogged and it has garbage on it, like tar, we'll use the word tar, then your organs can't pull the nutrients from the food you're eating, and so your nutrients start kind of starving and things start failing.
Oh, wow.
So the tea goes to work on your colon, cleans your colon, and of course colon cancer I think is either number two or number three, the most dangerous cancer in the world. And so it goes and cleans your colon, and usually people have garbage there. So it could be 5 pounds, it could be 10 pounds, depends on how you eat. Are you eating a lot of prepackaged foods, then you're going to be in trouble. If you're eating a lot of greasy burgers, you're going to be in trouble.
Sure.
Even if you're eating a lot of steak and potatoes, you could be in some big trouble. So this is something, you know, if you're really plant-based, you're probably going to be halfway decent. So it's it goes and cleans your colon, and you feel better. And obviously, if your colon's clean, you have a lot more energy.
You know, that really resonates with me, because back in the 90s, I actually did a colon cleanse. And I lost about 15, 20 pounds. I don't even remember the products I took, but it worked. And I felt so much better. And I've been taking your tea, and actually I have lost about 5 pounds on it so far. I mean, I just started here a couple weeks ago. But that's just interesting. The other thing too, of course, I'm glad you don't use any GMO products, because I'm sure you know about GMO corn. One of the things that when GMO corn was authorized by President Clinton in 1996, the incidence of what's called shredded bowel syndrome started going up and up and up. And it's because with GMO corn, from what I've heard anyway, I'm sure you know a lot about this, Ronnie, but the corn itself is modified so that they put pesticides and Roundup in the genes of the corn, so that when you eat the GMO corn, guess what? That goes down to your intestines. And sometimes those genes can lodge in your intestines and keep producing these pesticides, Roundup, and herbicides, all this other garbage. And so you end up getting colon cancer, shredded bowel syndrome, all kinds of health problems.
Yeah, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, Crohn's disease, and autoimmune disease, obviously. Everything starts in our gut. And, you know, it's funny that when you say the Clintons authorized the GMO, of course they did, because and this is what we would have faced if Hillary would have become president.
Right.
We would have seen Monsanto, which is now Bayer, become truly that, a Bayer, and completely eat the people alive, because this, you know, when the corn, when it's set up with the Roundup and everything else, when the bug bites the corn, the bug dies. And so you kind of have to ask yourself, well, geez, if the bug dies because it eats the corn, because there's poison in the corn,
right?
Why are we eating the same corn? What is that doing to our body? So, oh, it's just a little bit. So can you imagine if I said, you know, here, Ted, let me give you a really good steak dinner. Oh, wait a second. Let me pass my 2 tablespoons of gasoline on top. You say, well, that's really nice. You bought me dinner, but I don't know if I want to eat it because that gasoline really threw me off. Well, guess what? The petroleum products that our plants are being fed, this is why it's so important to go organic. And people don't realize this, and they go, oh, well, you know, Ronnie, you go to the grocery store and organic's expensive. It's a lot more money. Well, tell me how much a doctor visit is, or tell me how much it is, you know, costly in the case of if you get cancer. Tell me what that costs you.
Sure.
You'll see there's a big difference.
I had Jeffrey Smith on my show, I think it was last year, the year before. He's a big advocate of GMO labeling, and he was amazing, all the statistics and the facts that he brought up. But I think you know, you offer help to people who've been suffering maybe from a GMO diet. And it's amazing to me, Ronnie, how Monsanto and other companies are trying to sneak GMO products into our food chain by not labeling it, but not telling us that the food products are full of this GMO stuff that people don't want.
Well, it's my thoughts. And again, you know, call it theory, call it conspiracy, call it whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But it's my thoughts that the pharmaceutical companies are working with Bayer, which is now Monsanto now Bayer. Uh-huh. And they're working with them because if they can get the GMOs in us, we will, and mark my words here, right, we will be sick, and which will fill up the hospitals, which will make the doctors be busy, which will make the pharmaceutical companies richer than they already are. And it's already multi-billions of dollars just in the pharmaceuticals. So this even has to do with the crop dusting. I call it crop dusting, but the geoengineering that goes on, the fluoride in the water. I can go on. I mean, it's really at all points of our life.
I looked up the board of directors last year, just curious. I was curious, Ronnie, as to who sits on the board of directors for Monsanto. And almost all of them had ties to the defense and military-industrial complex, as well as pharma, big pharma. And so it
makes sense. It's kind of like – and also agriculture as well. So that it's all linked together. And I've heard that in the past – our food basically has become weaponized in the United States to make people sick, so that they go to the doctors, which prescribe drugs from big pharma, to not to cure them, Ronnie, but just treat the symptoms and keep them alive long enough to squeeze the last dollar out of them that they can.
And it's true, you know, and it sounds like so much conspiracy. It sounds like, oh, this is a horror story. This couldn't possibly be true.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's very true. And if you don't believe me or you don't believe Ted, it's very simple. You just go to the doctor. Next time you go to the doctor and you say, you know, I noticed, you know, obviously I have high blood pressure and I'm taking these pills.
Right.
Doctor, you know, can I ask you how long do I need to take these pills before I'm completely fine?
Right.
And notice what the doctor will say. First of all, he'll look at you very funny, and then he'll say, well, you're going to have to be on these the rest of your life. That is what I call residual income.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, I think your doggy in the background agrees with you because that's why he's barking.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, you do these shows and the dog is always quiet, but as soon as you do a show, then the dog decides it's my turn to talk.
Well, you know what I like about your company, Ronnie, is that, I mean, a lot of people complain about, you know, GMO foods and everything, but you offer a really good alternative for people to get healthy. And it's not very expensive, is it? I mean, the tea and your products?
No, not really. The tea averages out about $1 a day, and $1 a day, you're going to lose weight if you know you have some extra pounds. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose weight, and then on top of that, you're going to feel better and probably not be as sick as much because usually it's flushing all kinds of stuff out of you. If there was any parasites, that's going to go bye-bye. If there was any heavy metals, that's going to start going bye-bye. So we can... It does so much. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, so it's just green tea. No. This is 8 different herbs. And I call the herbs are like warriors. And I call anything that is not an herb an intruder. Mm-hmm. And so the warriors go and they take out the intruders. And that's really a simple, you know, idea and analogy of what's really going on with your body. So you drink the tea. The warriors go to town, and all of a sudden they see things in your body, and they say, oh, you're an intruder. Oh, you're an intruder. Oh, you're an intruder, and out it goes. Mm-hmm. So people say, well, geez, if I drink your tea, you know, I made me uncomfortable. I went to the bathroom. It's like, well, right. How else are you going to get it out of you? Is it going to just come out of you like a smoke? I mean, what are you seeing? So you will go to the bathroom, and it will be yucky, but that's okay because then all of a sudden everything is good.
Right.
And you're going to feel much better, much, much better. People have emailed us with so many things that has gone right with them ever since they've been drinking the tea.
I want to ask you before I forget, Ronnie, could you please give out your website so my listeners could check out your products?
It's getthetea.com.
Okay.
And it's a real forward move, get the tea. In other words, you've got to be on the – get it. Get the tea. Okay. Getthetea.com. And people can remember that many years later. You know, hey, get the tea.
Great. Now, I know you have other products too. I know you sent me a bottle of your vitamin C, which has really worked well. Could you tell my listeners a little bit about that too, please?
Well, we do vitamin C in liquid. And the reason we do some liquids is a lot of people, you know, might say, well, I haven't really heard of that, or that's maybe new. When something's in a liquid, it hits your bloodstream now, right now. There's no time for release. It's now. So if you have a cold, or you have in vitamin C is more than just, you know, treating a cold. It you know, they say there's no cure for the common cold or the common flu, and there's so many things you can do to where you feel better. But vitamin C attacks a lot of things, things that I cannot even say in this radio broadcast because the people like FDA have fangs now and they don't like certain words. But there are things that vitamin C can do because it knows what to do. And so vitamin C in a liquid goes into your bloodstream immediately. It's simple, it's easy, and people have liked it very well. So we do some liquids. We do an olive extract. We do vitamin C. We do a pine bark. And so it's really, really, and of course, moringa. Moringa is a very powerful tool, very wonderful herb. And so we have just, you know, we don't really do the normal 1-2-3 stuff. We actually do a lot of kind of wild herbs, things that you don't normally get every single place. Mm-hmm. And we do that on purpose because I don't want to be your normal GNC store online. I want to kind of combat certain issues so that you feel better. And there's some lot of things that are not just mainstream yet.
Well, Ronnie, I have to ask you, what is moringa? I don't know what that is. If you could tell a little bit about the herb. Where is it found and what does it do?
Moringa is a tree, and the tree is found in Africa, and it is found in India. And this is what is, and people, I found out about moringa about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was like, I've never heard of moringa, never ever heard of it. And this guy was talking about this tree, and we were talking about fertilizer and organic fertilizer and so on and so forth, and he says, yeah, this is the most incredible tree ever. It's like the tree of life. So with you start talking tree of life, I started saying, I need to hear about it. What are you talking about?
Wow.
So I started looking into it. And let me give you some ideas so you know what this powerful tree does. Now, this is from the tree leaves of the moringa tree. And what it does is it increases the natural defenses of your body. It provides nourishment to the eyes and the brain. It promotes metabolism and bioavailable ingredients. It promotes cell structure of the body, promotes normal functioning of the liver and kidney, promotes energy, promotes proper digestion. It acts as an antioxidant. It supports normal sugar levels in the body, promotes healthy circulatory system. It takes care of your immune system of the body. And it's naturally packed with 18 of the 20 amino acids that are highly absorbable and absolutely crucial to your health. So it's really kind of cool. And then if you look for gram for gram, this is where it's what I call the powerhouse of moringa. Gram for gram, it's 7 times the vitamin C in oranges, 4 times the vitamin A in carrots, 4 times the calcium in milk, 3 times the potassium in bananas, and 2 times the protein in yogurt.
That's amazing.
So this is really a powerful, powerful, powerful herb. And we sell it as a liquid and we sell it as a pill. And either way you go, it's a wonderful thing to have.
Well, I'm going to have to get some of your moringa because for years I lived over in Eastern Washington, a place called Moses Lake, Washington, Ronnie. And it's a pretty place, but the problem is that the U.S. government has been dumping chemtrails on Moses Lake in Eastern Washington since 2007. And the planes come within 50, 60 yards of the ground, and everyone's sick over there. They've got respiratory problems. There's a very high breast cancer rate in the city itself. The air is polluted. And I myself have a potassium deficiency because ended up getting heavy metals from the spring of all this garbage from the chemtrails over there. Is there will the tea help that, or is there something else I can chelate out this garbage from the chemtrails?
The tea is a wonderful thing because it removes heavy metals. And so it's going to remember when we talk about the tea, we're talking about a mild detox. You know, and people ask me, say, Ronnie, how long do I drink the tea? Just a month and I'm good to go? I would just say, well, if you wash your car once a year, are you good to go? Because here it is you can clean yourself, and the tea over a month's time will clean yourself. It will.
Right.
But if you've really been built up and you have not been doing detoxes and, you know, for a long time.
Right.
And when I say a long time, it could be months or years, a long time. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing that, that means you had buildup again. That means you have stuff in you. So it's kind of like the car. You know, you wash it. It looks good for a few days, a week. Right. You know, sometimes you can pull right. 10 days out of it.
Right.
But then you need to wash it again. Well, it's the same with the tea. So for me, I drink the tea every day, every single day, every single day.
Wow.
And I do that because I don't want my colon cancer. You think you want to go through that? No.
Thank you. No thanks.
No thanks. I really don't. In fact, I don't want to have any kind of cancer. Mm-hmm. So herbs are fighters. And remember, they're fighters against intruders.
Sure.
So when we have stuff in our water and we have stuff in our air, we have stuff in our food, and this has been planned. There's has been I don't want to call them brains because I think they're stupid, but there are people that have been planning this so they can make money. And they making it through many different avenues. So for us, we can, you know, go fight them in the streets with our guns, but that doesn't really work.
No.
So what we need to do is shut them down where they really count. And where it really counts is their pocketbook. Mm-hmm. Shut them down. And how you do that is you go, okay, I'm not going to be sick. How do you do that? Well, you need to get what God gave us, natural herbs.
Yeah, yeah, that makes so much sense, so much sense. I know when I was living over in Eastern Washington, I commissioned a laboratory to do testing in the water, the area water lake there, running as well as the air and the the air, water, and the soil. Oh no, the fish in the area, and it turned out the air samples for aluminum were 10,000 times what they should be.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking toxicity up the yin-yang. And the problem with aluminum is that it can cause Alzheimer's disease and dementia. It can split the two frontal lobes, so you can't think straight anymore.
Yep.
And I know I got to get that out. I've also got the barium and strontium levels were 6,000 times. And I commissioned a state laboratory to do this for me, and I paid. I got them to do it, and so I've got the scientific background of scientific studies, and I'm not making this up. And then the sulfur levels were an incredible 5,000 or 6,000 times what they should be. And then when in the fish in the lake over there, if you eat the fish itself are toxic. I mean, I sent the results to a toxicologist back in Pennsylvania, and she said, if this was the U.S. Department of Labor work site, they'd shut the whole place down because it's unsafe and hazardous.
Wow.
So nowadays, I have a potassium deficiency thanks to this chemtrail screening where I have this junk in my system, and I'm so happy to be on your tea now because I know it's cleaning me out, making me feel better. But what happens is that, for example, let's say I eat a banana. Okay, or I have eat potassium. Okay, because of the toxicity of these heavy metals, the metals replace the good vitamins and minerals in your body. So that when you eat like a meal, like a decent meal, or take vitamin supplements, whatever, your body can't absorb it because it's being blocked by this other garbage, these chemtrails, which are already in your system.
Yep.
So,
yep.
There's also
a level of. You know, if you're acidic versus alkaline, this is another player that if we are acidic, we will not absorb the herbs correctly. And so we say, geez, you know, I took this herb or that herb and it didn't work.
Right.
Well, if you're acidic, it's just like a metal block. It's just, you know, more. So there's a lot of things. Again, the tea will start to work immediately. People, you know, how long do you have to be on it before it works? And it's like,
right.
you know.
Right.
Right. A day, 3 days. Right. I mean, you know, right. and it just continues to work. And some people, again, you know, I'm uncomfortable. Well, that uncomfortableness that you have going to the bathroom,
right.
it will end after 3 to 5 to 7 days, depends how bad you are. Mm-hmm. Some people get cramps in their stomach, and I always go, boy, that's exciting. And they go, what?
Yeah.
And I go, it's exciting because if you have cramps in your stomach, mm-hmm. that means you're really bad.
Right.
That means you're really jacked up.
Right.
And so right. you want this thing to go to town on you. And boy, I tell you, after drinking it for a week or two, you're gonna have a whole new ball game, a whole new sight for what's going on. And this is something that, you know, what is our defense with chemtrails? I mean, seriously. And, you know, most of the time when you mention the word chemtrail, people look at you like, oh, yeah, that's conspiracy. It's like, well, no. This is a real deal. This is happening. And no one is paying attention to it. I mean, there's some alternative news that is, but everybody in the big league that are running the show, they don't want to hear it because it's still building up the big pharma routine. And so we have to do what we can to fight the intruders.
Well, I have to tell you that in eastern Washington around Moses Lake, there's U.S. Navy planes, and I've photographed them many times. They're Orion P-130s, and they're so blatant about it, Ronnie. They come within 50 to 60 yards of the ground. Wow. And they come so close, you can practically see the pilot's eyes.
Wow.
And in the Seattle area, where my show's located, you do see chemtrails, but it's quite a bit of – it's higher. It's much, much higher. And I think the reason between the two differences is that the Seattle area is considered a Democratic blue area, and our governor here is Democratic, is Governor Inslee, and I think that they would lose their political support if people started if they were as blatant in eastern Washington, coming down to 50, 60 yards from the ground to spray chemtrails, and they went to western Washington, Seattle. I mean, could you imagine flying if they flew within 50 yards of the skyscrapers and of the buildings in downtown Seattle? Do you think people might notice? Do you think they might get upset? Might they get sick?
I sometimes wonder if anybody's awake, because for me in Moses Lake, if they were going 50, 60 yards or you know, away from dropping, I would take a picture. I would be, you know, going to the mayor and then move to the governor and move on and move, you know. We have to fight as a people, and not in the streets with all the garbage. That's what they want. But we have to fight peacefully and start, you know, photographing, start taking pictures, start writing letters, start, you know, this congressman, this senator, whatever we have to do. And it does, if enough people get on the bandwagon, it will change things because they'll say, geez, we got a little bit of squeaky wheel over here. Just why don't you lay off for a few days, you know, that kind of thing. So we've got to do what we can. And meanwhile, we have to put the bubble around us and protect ourselves, because if we don't, we're in trouble.
Absolutely. And that's what I like about your products, Ronnie, because you offer people some great stuff that people can take to improve their health, especially when they're being assaulted by chemtrails and God knows what else in the environment. So,
it's really bad. And, you know, the food we eat, you know, even down to the beef that we eat, if for those that are beef eaters and you think you're safe, you're not safe. You know, when the cow is sitting on his own manure for the longest time, and this is what's going to go into your body. Do you know how much disease is in that cow? You know, and these meat packing companies are just as bad as Monsanto itself. So we are under siege when it comes to our health. And I don't know if people are waking up fast enough. I mean, they are waking up, but I don't know if it's fast enough because our bees, people, there's another subject. So, so what about our bees? You know, our bees are dying at an incredible rate.
Right.
And people don't realize that when that last bee dies, all of humanity is dead in 5 years. Mm-hmm. We're done. We starve.
Right. That's true. That's
and cool. People say, well, that's kind of scary. Well, right. So we need to do something about it, you know, raise bees, whatever.
Isn't the bee decline related to Monsanto again? Don't they have a product called Roundup and it's glyphosate? There's something to that. I don't know all the details, but.
Well, so is the gluten intolerance is completely related to Roundup and glyphosate as well, because they do that last spraying. So before they harvest. And that last spraying of poison, of Roundup, that's, I don't know what it is, the shelf life is like 30 something years, or it's crazy.
Awful.
And we basically are ingesting this, and this is supposed to be good for us. And I think it's interesting that none of the congressmen and none of the senators and none of the presidents and all this kind of stuff, they're not eating this food. Monsanto itself, which is now Bayer, they're not eating this food. Their cafeterias don't have any of their own products.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
I wonder why.
I don't know who President Trump has appointed as head of the Food and Drug Administration, but I know during the Obama time administration, the head of the FDA in the United States was the former corporate lawyer for Monsanto.
Yes.
So anything against Monsanto was stopped. President Obama himself signed what's called the DARK Act last year, making it a federal crime against the law to force companies to label foods non-GMO. So anyway, there you have it. So, But I think it starts from you and I, Ronnie, eating better and using products like yours that to help people out. And the reason the nice thing I like about you being on my show today is because you give people an alternative rather than just complain about it. You can take these products and they do work.
Well, and again, you know, complaining, it, you know, sometimes it feels good to do that, but right. It doesn't really get us anywhere. We have to take action. And right. If we take action, you know, for me, I don't know. In fact, I'll just give you a little story. I am hardly ever sick, And I'm not just saying that to sell products, you know.
Sure.
Whether you get my products or you go somewhere else and you get some non-GMO organic product, great. You're doing the right thing. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But for me, I hardly ever was sick. And so we had a big storm come through Arizona here. And I mean, massive storm. And we had like three in a row.
Wow.
And basically I watched, and you can see this every time, right before a storm, you'll see the chemtrail planes come in and they just lay it on. So where pretty soon a nice sunny day looks like a foggy day.
Oh yeah, sure.
Then all of a sudden the clouds come in and right. then it rains or right. snows, whatever the case may be. So now all those chemicals, boom, are in the water. Boom, they come down,
no.
water your plants, water you.
Oh, no.
So anyway, this went on. Boom, I got sick. And I go, wow. Oh my gosh. Now you have no idea how many supplements I take. It's crazy. But uh-huh. most people would be like, are you kidding? Seriously?
Yeah, well.
I really do. Well. I'm made up of herbs. So anyway, I got sick and got, you know, this head cold, but it was gone in 3 days.
Really?
And I thought to
Fantastic.
Myself,
wow.
I thought to myself, you know, if I wasn't taking, and to me, it's ludicrous to even understand how I could get sick taking as many supplements and I do, you know, protein shakes and so on and so forth.
Right.
How can it possibly have I got sick? So can you imagine if I didn't supplement or I didn't eat right?
Oh, you'd
I wonder
be,
how sick I would be.
You'd be really, really sick, Ronnie. Absolutely.
And most of the people I see that got what I had, they basically 2 weeks, 2 weeks of sickness. I mean, who can afford that feeling like dirt for 2 weeks? I can't.
Yeah. Well, especially this time of year, we get you know, there's a lot of sickness out there. And I'm so glad that you could come on today, Ronnie. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
And let's see, your website again is www.getthetea, is that right, .com?
Yes, getthetea.com.
Well, that's easy to remember. is there a number, a phone number too, people can call if they've got questions?
Yes, it is 928-308-0408. I'll give it one more time, 928-308-0408. And again, getthetea.com.
Well, Ronnie, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show today. I've tried the products myself, and they've really helped me out. And I urge everyone at least to give it a shot. And if you've got questions, just give them a call. And Ronnie, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much, Ted.
All right. You take care.
You too.
Thank you so much for the work that you do.
That was a wonderful interview I had with Ronnie McMullen. He's got some fantastic products. I've tried them all, and they do help me, and I'm sure they'll help you too. His website is www.getthetea.com. With that, I'd like to play the first couple of minutes of Feeling Groovy, because I think that if you do try his products, you will feel much better. And then next hour, we'll be talking to Mabel Katz, Scott Lemriel, and Michiko Hayashi again about the Conscious Life Expo and my Galactic Wisdom Conference coming up next month. So with that, Eric, I'd like to play the first couple of minutes of Feeling Groovy, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.